When the doctor says you have a lump in your breast, women either start panicking and let their emotions get the best of them, or they may ignore and do nothing about it. Which is the correct reaction? Well, none is. Then, what should be done? A very warm welcome to all of you to the latest episode of Know It to Beat It by HCG, the specialist in cancer care. In this breast cancer awareness special panel discussion episode, we will be discussing one of the important aspects of breast health, which is finding lumps in the breast. I'm the moderator for today's session. My name is Dr. Vandana Bhaseen. I work in the academics department as assistant professor. We all know that breast cancer is the most common cancer among Indian women. However, not many know that there are many ways to reduce one's breast cancer risk. One way is to opt for monthly self-breast examinations and regular screening. These help in finding out if there are any lumps present in the breast and armpit regions that could possibly be cancer. So what should you do when you find a lump? Which lumps are malignant and which are not? Is it wise to ignore breast lumps? Let's get answers for all these questions and more from our chief panelists today. Reputed oncologist Dr. Kritika Murugan from HCG Cancer Center. Renowned gynecologist Dr. Devi from Milind Fertility and Birthing Hospital. And experienced genomic specialist Dr. Mithwa Ghosh, TriStar Life Sciences. A very hearty, warm welcome to all of your doctors.
Thank you, Dr. Vandana.
Thank you, Dr. Vandana.
Thank you. So, Dr. Kritika Murugan, firstly, welcome to this breast cancer awareness special panel discussion. Now, I want to ask you, what should women know about breast lumps?
Thank you, Dr. Vandana. It's a pleasure being here. Before we actually proceed further, let's clarify one thing. Not all breast lumps are cancerous. A large number of breast lumps formed in the breast are innocent and harmless. Is there any way of knowing or being sure? Probably not, but the biopsy may be the right way to go forward. Many women find their breasts a bit lumpy. That's because the breast glandular tissue itself has a lumpy texture to it. Some women's breasts have more lumpiness than others. This lumpiness is usually not a matter of concern. It's most likely normal breast tissue if the lumpiness can be felt throughout the breast and it feels same on the other side too. Lumps that feel harder or different from the rest of the breast should be checked. This lump could be a symptom of breast cancer or a benign disease like a cyst or a fibroadenoma. If in doubt, seek specialist advice.
Thank you, Dr. Kritika. But I want to know, are there any specific type of lumps that women must keep an eye on?
Any lump should be brought to the doctor's attention. This helps in understanding the nature of the lump and treating it appropriately. That said, women should keep an eye on a new lump in the breast that is different from the rest of your breast, a new lump or any change in your breast that feels different from the other breast. When they start feeling something different than they did previously. Anything which is different to your previous normal needs to be checked is the gist of it. If a woman has had a benign lump before, they should not assume that a new lump would be benign as well. It's possible that the new lump isn't breast cancer, but it is always better to be safe than to be sorry. So no matter what, any lump that is felt during the physical examination or detected during the mammography should be examined further.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kritika. My next question would be to Dr. Devi from Milind. Typically, when women find a lump in their breast, they tend to consult a gynecologist. So what happens when a woman finds a lump in her breast?
Yes, Dr. Vandana, usually that is what happens. At times, during the routine exams, we find certain breast abnormalities that could possibly point towards cancer. So whenever a lump is felt during the physical examination, we recommend an ultrasound of the breast or a mammography. Now, if the mammography also points towards the presence of an abnormal mass, we will notify the patient and refer her to a breast cancer specialist who shall recommend additional tests such as biopsy, etc., to confirm the diagnosis. The treatment depends on the type of lump that is diagnosed. Most benign lumps go away without any treatment, whereas malignant lumps will need immediate medical attention. As Dr. Kritika Murugan mentioned, lumps happen for various reasons. From years of studies, we have found up to 80% of the lumps are benign and non-cancerous. So it is important for women to not panic and meet the right specialist and receive appropriate care.
That is very true, doctor. Let's talk about another serious problem, which is delayed diagnosis. A few patients fear getting diagnosed with cancer and try to avoid meeting an oncologist, hoping it is not cancer. This leads to delayed diagnosis. How will this affect the patient's response to the treatment given and the survival of the patient?
Yes, this is one problem that we see among women who are suspected to have breast cancer. When we ask them to make an appointment with an oncologist, we see fear and hesitation in their eyes. Delaying an appointment with the oncologist causes many risks to the patient. As you said, it leads to delayed diagnosis. So, be it any disease, delayed diagnosis is problematic. But when it comes to cancer, delayed diagnosis has numerous consequences. It worsens the patient's condition up to the point where no treatment may work on the patient. Patients must know that treating a stage 1 cancer is a lot easier than managing a stage 4 cancer. Delayed diagnosis affects the treatment response as well. Those who come with advanced stage cancers show poor treatment response. That is, they may need more chemotherapy cycles, more radiotherapy sessions, or multiple surgeries. So, when a gynecologist or a general physician says to visit an oncologist for proper diagnosis, women must do so without any delay.
Very true, doctor. My next question is for Dr. Mithwa Ghosh, who is a genomics specialist. Positive family history is one of the common risk factors. So what should someone with a family history of breast cancer know about breast lumps?
Thank you, Dr. Vandana. First, I would like to mention that we should all know that only 5 to 10% of breast cancer is hereditary, right? It comes from the family or previous generation. Other 90 to 95% of cancer is actually sporadic. Okay. And there are certain parameters which we consider to find out whether the cancer is hereditary or not, which are early onset of disease, family history, as you rightly pointed out, biology of the disease, so on and so forth. So those with a positive family history of breast cancer and having a lump should be a little more careful and attentive to the breast lumps. They should come to the gynecologist. They should get it checked. Because these patients or these individuals are generally categorized as moderate to high risk individual. And in most cases, they're asked to opt for breast cancer screening at a much earlier age when compared to those who don't have a family history. However, if a lump is found, it is important that you should not panic, because having a family history and finding a lump at the same time does not mean that you will have cancer. It just means that you might have a risk of having cancer. And just like we discussed, and Dr. Kritika and Dr. Devi already had discussed, that patients need to be quick. They should not delay their appointments with the doctor. They should come to the doctor and get it checked, because early detection and timely addressing the issue are important to beat the disease, to beat breast cancer.
I think that is very true, Dr. Mithwa. Early detection and timely treatment are indeed the key to beat breast cancer. So I wanted to ask you, can genetic testing help in the prevention of breast cancer?
Yes, so I would like to mention here before genetic testing, genetic counseling is most important, because after you see a doctor, after you see a lump, it's very important you meet a genetic counselor who actually determines or detect the risk. Okay, she takes your family history, she tries to understand the pedigree, and she actually recommends whether the genetic testing should be done or not. And genetic testing is usually recommended for those who have a strong family history of breast, ovarian, or some other cancers. Or if a patient has an early onset of disease, definitely genetic counseling is recommended for that patient as well. Now, we all know BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes are called as DNA repair genes. So whenever there is a damage in DNA, these are the genes which are responsible for repair of damaged DNA. However, if these genes are mutated, the mutated version of these genes cannot repair your DNA, and that causes abnormality, that causes abnormal cell growth, which could possibly lead to a disease and possibly lead to cancer. So when we carry out genetic testing for such individuals, we look for inherited mutation of BRCA1 and BRCA2. At this point, I would like to also mention that it is not only BRCA1 and 2, there are many other genes which could be vulnerable and which should be tested. Having this mutated genes, and this is very important for me to clarify here, having this mutated genes or any alteration in these genes doesn't mean that an individual will have cancer. It only means that the risk of having cancer over the general population is higher in this individual if they have a mutation. Therefore, they might require a regular screening, monitoring in order to prevent the disease or to have it detected in earlier stages. Now, how do we do the genetic testing and what are the steps? So generally, the next steps after testing, for example, if an individual has been found to be positive with a mutated gene, there are certain preventive measures which we need to take. And it depends upon patient to patient. But the key recommendation or the generalized recommendations are high-risk evaluation and monitoring, regular breast screening. So it could be either self-screening or screening by the oncologist. And based on that, regular digital mammography and clinical breast examinations as suggested by your gynecologist. In high-risk individuals, sometimes double preventive or prophylactic mastectomies are also recommended, but that definitely depends on the consent of the doctor and consent of the individual. If many of you might remember that a famous Hollywood actress, she chose to undergo a double mastectomy just to prevent breast cancer risk from 87% to 5%. Lastly, specialists or oncologists might also recommend some type of therapy like hormonal therapy that are designed to prevent the development of breast cancer. Now, to conclude, or having said all this, I would like to emphasize that having mutated inherited genes like BRCA1 and 2 does not always mean that they will have cancer. It only increases the risk of having cancer. So their proper monitoring and surveillance is required for the individual as well for their family, particularly siblings and offsprings, because if cancer is caught early, cure and management becomes easier.
Thank you so much for all the doctors. This was an extremely insightful session. I'm sure our listeners got a lot to learn about breast lumps and now know what to do when they find one. We are in the month of October, which is marked as the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Dear women, there is no better time than now to make self-breast examination and regular screening your weapons against breast cancer and beat it before it starts. We hope you find this session helpful. If yes, do share it with your friends and family and keep listening to Know It to Beat It. We will be back soon with other interesting episodes, and until then, this is Dr. Vandana signing off. Thank you, everyone.
Adding life to years.